when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family out there. Thank you so much for listening in. And for some of you people who may not be Blood River Radio family members, I'd like to thank you for tuning in too. But anyway, my name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller. You're listening to Blood River Radio. I'm the proud owner and founder of Blood River Radio. And we're syndicated nationally by Liberty News Radio with the good guy, Sam Bushman and Company. And just in case you'd like to know the date, it is December the 14th of the year by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. As we said on every show, I don't think we've ever missed it, Sam, that there's no name under the sun that man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. We could not be here without Jesus Christ Almighty, folks. But anyway, we are a Christian radio program. And with that, we always start our program with a prayer. So if you will, please bow your heads for a minute. Even if you're not a Christian, go ahead and do it out of respect for us who are. So if you will, so go ahead and bow your head, please. Almighty Father, thank you so much for saving my sorry tail back on that day of February the 9th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2009. I'd like to thank you so much for that. But anyway, Lord, I'd like to thank you for bringing us here to this microphone to do battle once again for you. Lord, the battle seems to be getting harder and harder every day, every week. We seem to be losing ground, but maybe it's just designed to be that way, oh Lord. As I look around the entire world, it seems to me like, Lord, you can't be missed, that Satan is winning out. But Lord, no matter how dire things look, and no matter how many battles that we lose, I will remember the evil Winston Churchill. Even though he was evil, he made some true statements, Lord. He said that we'll win the most important battle, the last battle. Anyway, Lord, I would like to ask you to continue to support and bless Blood River Radio in this ocean of evil, in this ocean of wickedness, in this ocean of violence. I'd like to continue to bless us, to bless Liberty News Radio and all of our precious family members that help us put this radio program out there. I'd like you to ask you to bless my family, my blood family, and all our radio listening family out there. And Lord, if you will, continue to give us the strength to carry on the fight. Give us the will to carry on the fight and give us our tools we need to carry on the fight, Lord. Let us have the wisdom, give us the wisdom that to where we don't miss a day knowing who the enemy is, how to fight that enemy, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. People, as you also, we always go to the donors. And I know last week I had lost my little donor list. And so one fellow we missed last week, his name was Kenneth. I won't say his last name. He might not want me to. Kenneth is from New Hampshire, and he sent me a marvelous piece of silver. It's so beautiful. I wish I could show you people what it looks like. I wish I had the ability to post it, but I'm not a internet guy. But suffice it to say, it was really emotional when I got that. And I would just like to ask to say, Mr. Kenneth, one more time from New Hampshire, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Also, we got a sacrificial donation from my brother. my old combat brother, Jay-Z. In fact, I need to call Jay-Z. I promised him I would. We've communicated with text messages, but I've got to call that brother. He's the one of people I'm always telling you. He was in Vietnam. He's combat wounded. He came home. He left some of his stuff over there. Everybody that went, one way or the other, if they came home, you never came all the way home. But anyway, I'd like to thank you, Jay-Z, my dear, dear brother, for that precious donation and for being so loyal, doing it every month. And also, I got a nice donation today from Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch from the swamps of Florida. By the way, in case I forgot, I was so into talking about Jay-Z. He is from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. I can't leave that out. Anyway, Mr. and Mrs. Sasquatch, they're from the Blood River Radio Swamp Zone down there in Florida, just like old Biscuit. He's down yonder in Florida, too. But anyway, also, I don't know if I did or not last week. We also got a donation from Big Ben Ken. Ken the Big Ben of Lynbrook, New York. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that. I really do. You know, people, I'm going to read a text message. I got a message from Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. As you know, I've been really dropping some napalm lately. Me and Rand, speaking of Rand, I spoke to him about 2 hours ago. He's at a nice restaurant with some of his family. They're celebrating a kind of early Christmas dinner together. He said they only get to do that about once a year. And also, I'd like to say, in case he's listening, I'd like to tell him to tell Miss Patty once again that I'm glad she's doing better. She was suffering through an illness a while ago. And I think she's pretty much all the way well now. There's so much crap going around now. We have so many. We have millions of foreign people coming in, a lot of them from third world nations carrying on. So we even have, for instance, a resurgence of leprosy in some of our southwestern states, and probably other states that we haven't even found out about. We have other types of diseases. You know, I see where the HIV and other we used to call them BDRL diseases. The increase in those diseases are scale. They really are. Anywhere they have all these feral migrants. Anyway, that's it for the donors. I'm looking there and I don't see any more donors, but here you go. I've got to read this message. And the reason I was kind of, I said, well, if you remember, I told Rand a while back that, there's a good chance we probably lose some donors because we were naming names of people that I used to just, well, I don't hate them, I don't dislike them, but they have greatly disappointed me. They're not what I thought they were. They're not what they profess to be. Y'all know those names. But anyway, I got that. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Okay, I'm going to pull this little text up. It's here somewhere. Here we go. And so, I never really thought that some of my core people. I got this message from Jay-Z. He said, "Hi, Eddie. I listen to all Blood River Radio broadcasts. You continue to inspire and amaze me. How a beat-up old veteran can run marathons and keep a national radio show going is a sign of divine providence to me. Lately, I've noticed a weariness in your voice. Perhaps you need a vacation, brother. Let another white patriot step up to fight the Jewish vermin trying to annihilate the white race. You can always return rested and ready to continue the battle to save our people. Ask our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to guide you. Whenever I'm confronted with a major problem, I pray to Jesus for guidance. He always answers, usually by advising me to do the right thing, no matter how hard. Going forward, no matter what you decide, I'm with you. Stay noble, never surrender. Give the Satanists the black flag. Call me anytime. It would be good to talk to you. Jay-Z, check-in from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. People, I'm kind of emotional about that because you can't buy that. You can't buy loyalty. You can't buy friendship. And it was good. Jay-Z's message came at a really good time. It really did. I get messages from Biscuits quite often, and they're always at a good. They build me up. I tell you what, I'll tell you, I'm not made out of steel. I'm not made out of iron. I'm sure. Well, I can't believe. Excuse me, people. I went a little bit long there on that first. I'll be right back. We'll be picking up, and I'll give you the outline when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio people, I forgot to give you the outline. I went a little bit long in that first segment because I am a very emotional person, and I can't tell you how much it means to have friends like Biscuit, Sasquatch, Jay-Z, the Adams family, dear precious Adams family, Dennis and Pam up in Virginia, and the Sasquatch and Mrs. Sasquatch. And I promise you, like I said, before the end of the year, probably the weekend, New Year's Eve, or before New Year, I'm going to read a list of every person who's ever donated to this program. It's quite a few of them. So a lot of people donate a dollar or two, and you'll never hear from them. Some of them have sent in some pretty good-sized checks, and that's you'll never hear from them again. But I promise you, I'm going to read that list. But the outline tonight, Sister Monica's going to come in, and she's probably going to come in probably this segment, because you know, with my old memory, I talk and I can half the time I can never remember what the hell we talked about. I promise I'm gonna shut this up just a second. I was talking to Rand one day, he said the same thing that my dear beloved son in law, who's departed. I said he can get six or seven movies. Used to, you know, have I don't even know if they have CDs and discs that you watch movies nowadays. I don't even know if they still have those anymore. Well, if you have six or eight of those, maybe a dozen at the most, and six or eight books, and you could read those same books over about an 18-month cycle and watch the same movies over about an 18-month cycle, it's like watching a new movie every time you watch it because our memories suck. Of course, we were kind of exaggerating there. Well, anyway, just a few tidbits before I go to news stories. if I can find my little list here, I talked to Lee Wilson. I know I've got that note here somewhere. Till I continue to lose stuff. But Lee Wilson, people, this is kind of a semi-news update. He was supposed to come on probably last week. But he's, you know what, he's in a lot of pain. Lee has a lot of, he has a big-time health problem. And just in case you forget who he was, he is the private detective that did the work for the McMichaels. He's still doing it as best he can. He's doing it pro bono. And he was picked by the defense team for the McMichaels. Of all the detectives they could have picked in Georgia and Florida, that area there, they picked him. But I hope you listen to the program tonight. If you are, Lee, you're in my prayers, and I really hope you do better. I really do, brother. But they have a big case going on down there. I think they're supposed to bring it to fruition, and he was telling me that it's probably going to get ruled against, but then they have to go through that process before they go to the next court. Okay. Like I said, Sister Monica's coming on pretty soon, and the bitter ender himself is going to be coming in the third hour. So that's pretty much the outline. I'm going to make a few little notes here. We had the United States Justice Department came into Memphis the past month, and they've been doing, according to them, an intense investigation. It's laughable, folks, of police brutality here in Memphis and excessive force by the Memphis PD against blacks. They said that it's been that blacks have been singled out and blacks have been discriminated against, that blacks are pulled over in traffic incidents a lot more often than other races. And that there's this excessive force used against them. But here's the thing, folks. The MPD is black. We have a black Memphis Memphis police chief, totally black. The sheriff of Shelby County, Memphis is in Shelby County, Tennessee. The sheriff is black. And you see very few white deputy sheriffs. They're about all black. And that kind of stands to reason, since you have an all-black sheriff and an all-black police chief. Get this. I meant to look it up before the show came on, but I didn't. But I think we have one, maybe two city councilmen that are white. Oh, this city council is overwhelmingly black. And I've done over this before, I believe. The school superintendent of the Memphis schools is black. Superintendent of Shelby County schools, black. Most of the teachers, black. Most all the officials here are black. When you see the mailman, whether it be a United States postal carrier, they're all black and mostly women, mostly female. I can't remember when I've seen, I'm not kidding you people, I'm not exaggerating. I can't remember when I've seen a white postal worker here in Memphis. You see some white police officers, but very few. And how they can come in here and say that, I would say it's a mystery to me, but it's not. It's and before I go on to Memphis, the same thing happened to Sister Nancy's city up in Louisville, Kentucky. The Justice Department went in there, did this big investigation, and they came to the same conclusion that these poor old blacks have been discriminated against. They just getting beat up. But I'm gonna tell you what. I would love to talk to the Justice Department officials, but I would love to talk them into living in Memphis for about a year, if they can stand it, if they can survive that long. I would love to take them all over the city of Memphis. Some of the streets that I ride down, my marathon training, I do what they call cross training, 2 to 3 days a week. It depends on what the schedule calls for, you know, if you're a marathon runner, you do a lot of cross training, you know what I'm talking about. But part of the core of my cross training is I ride my bicycle downtown Memphis, right down through what the young folks call them, what used to be the really bad hood. I call it the slums. But now they've torn all the projects down. And you know, a project, in case you don't live in an all-black city, in a place like this, our projects are what my daddy used to call them, in hatcheries, because they nigger hatcheries. It's government supplied housing for free. Some of the people pay some penance of rent, but where I ride down Vance Avenue, it was also called like Prostitute's Alley too. All the black prostitutes used to go up there. It's not nearly that bad anymore. But if you look to the left, and right, which would be south and north of there, it's pretty white. But they've come in, the government, and built it. I hope we're not getting too far astray. The government has come in and tried to denigrify the most nigrified part of Memphis. They built in these wonderful, new, modern, I'm not kidding you, I would love to live there. These, if I had the money and didn't mind living in that part of town. But they have anywhere from 3 to 6 story luxury apartments. And they also what's really amazing, they have these, I think they're called townhouses. They're damn nice. And they're structured where you got, there's a lot of what they call, I think they still call them yuppies. They have medical students, law students, people this young, getting started. And they can move in there and they pay top dollar. But what they get to do, they get to look and say, hey, look at me. I'm virtue signaling. I'm living down here with all these blacks. So I have to be wonderful. I have to be good. But anyway, getting back to the crime. When I ride my bicycle down there, even in these nice areas that they've been trying to denigrify, and even through the Midtown, some areas, Keith Alexander lives in a really nice part of Midtown. It's an old city, a lot of mansions. But riding down there, especially in select streets that go through there on my bike, people, the streets, you'd think they were paved with glass. It's just like a lake, an ocean, a river of glass. You know where the glass comes from? Automobile windows. Yes. And I saw that. I'll tell you about an incident me and my daughter saw 2 weeks ago. Here's what these feral animals do. They go up and they look in your car or your truck or whatever. And if they see something they want, they'll just take like a sledgehammer or an iron bar and they bust the windows out and they rifle through your car. And you're lucky if they don't steal it, hot wire, however they do it nowadays. But, and sometimes, a lot of times, they don't even have to see anything of value before they break it in there. We'll break in your car. And 2 weeks ago, when after the show, my oldest daughter came by, and we went out to eat at this really a very nice area, one of the nicest areas in Memphis. And we came out, two cars lengths parked away from where we were parking. There was glass all over the street. It's this luxury car. I don't remember if it was a Porsche, excuse me, all over the parking lot. But it was one of these high-dollar cars. And there was a couple of blacks around, a couple of whites, and the security guards. They're never anywhere to be seen. But anyway, the point I'm making, there's no part of Shelby County now, Memphis is Shelby County, where you are safe. I'm talking about this area where we were eating. We were around by houses very, very close before we were eating. I'd say the average house in there, I don't think you could touch one anywhere for a nickel less than $500,000. I mean, these are top of the line, and some of them a lot more expensive than that. But there is no place you can go. So I would love, and don't even get me started on the murders every night and the gunshots. Anyway, people, I've done burned up another segment. I'm going too long with this on this side stuff. Be right back, folks.
Hey, Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is the latest big tech leader to visit Mar-a-Lago.
Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. That was after Apple lost its last appeal to avoid paying 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland.
Officials say roughly 70,000 gallons of oil from a pipeline spilled into the ground in Wisconsin. The pipeline was discovered November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited a federal accident report. Enbridge told the newspaper the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe. The Canadian company says about 60% of the soil has been removed. News and analysis at townhall.com. A lockdown alert was sent out today via social media at a military base in Georgia.
One person killed after a shooting at Fort Eisenhower, the Army installation near Augusta, Georgia. The incident happening in housing on the military base. The shooter under arrest, and the base says it appears to be an isolated incident. Fort Eisenhower was locked down for about an hour. It is home to the U.S. Army Cyber Command. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Officials say the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from Cyclone Chido. Other countries in mainland Africa are bracing as it roars toward the east coast of the continent. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's closing monitoring the situation, and France's newly appointed prime minister was to hold an emergency meeting in Paris. The nation of Comoros also was battered by Chido as it heads towards Africa. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand.
We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at LibertyNewsRadio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood for Radio family, before I leave the crime situation in Memphis, I'm going to add a few more things I meant to a minute ago. We have a very elite, nice restaurant. I consider elite and nice. It's not as uppity as the one we went to last night to celebrate my grandson's 30th birthday, but it is really nice, I'm telling you. You may know of it. It's a chain. It's called Houston's. Well, we have a Houston's here in Memphis, and it's in not the most elite of elite sections, but it's really nice. I'm telling you, it's really swanky. But we found out last week they're having to close, and they didn't make any bones. They said that they've got to close because they can't, the crime. It's just the crime and the violence. Listen, they're worried of their clientele, their customers, about getting mugged and killed. You know, even killed, because people are killed here in Memphis on a regular basis. Regular basis. Matter of fact, Memphis is the number one murder capital in the United States. And sometimes it'll be down to number three, but never lower number three. Excuse me. Well, they're having to leave. I mean, and this is a big time restaurant. That's things like that. That is a telltale sign. Out in their parking lot, in Houston's parking lot, in a hotel where one of my dear relatives works. It's in a nice elite area. You can't go and spend the night in a hotel. You can't go to the restaurant with having your damn car windows busted out and being molested in the park and shot in the damn parking lots in over Memphis. So, you know, this crime, the Justice Department people, they cannot know. They cannot not know what's going on. And you know what? It's freedom. I'm telling you about a ride down Vance. It used to be like, you know, what they call it? Whore Alley, whatever it was. It was really bad. It's not quite that bad now, but there's a temple down there. I think I covered this temple last week. It's called the Claiborne Temple. It was a place where Martin Luther King was supposed to have given his last "I Have a Dream" speech, but he didn't give it there because back in those days, believe it or not, people protested him. White people protested. So he had to go to another church to give that speech. I forgot where it was. But guess what? Now it's kind of like fast forward from 1968 to when King got killed. Here's how different it is now. You have white people. I'm getting to another point. It has to do with crime and the waste of our law enforcement personnel. We have that Claiborne Temple there. Even if it was all white, I would not want to go in there because it's so old and rickety. It's really tall. It must be about, I'm going to say it's probably 8 stories high. And it's made out of this kind of rock, almost like limestone rock. You see a lot in like buildings that are built in state parks where it has kind of like a forestry look to it. Well, you have white people come from all over. Parking there, it's kind of like a mecca for them to virtue signal. The nicest cars, you know, of course, Mercedes are a dime a dozen. You see their Cadillacs are a dime a dozen. You see these other Porsches and stuff. But people coming in and out of there, these beautiful families. But they come there and go to church there, and they leave. They're never to be seen again. Not until the next week, to the next Sunday, when they come back and genuflect. Well, here's the point. Within all around the area there, I'm going to say a 200-yard radius. When I go down this street, you see these highway patrol cars parked there. They're parked there all the time. I don't know what they're guarding. I guess they're guarding that Claiborne Temple. I guess they're afraid that somebody's going to come in there and burglarize that Claiborne Temple. And, you know, because it is a civil rights, it's a big civil rights gem in the crown of the civil rights here in Memphis, because we do have the National Civil Rights Museum sitting here in Memphis. So anyway, and I asked them, when I think it was last Tuesday, because I like to say I go downtown twice, 2 to 3 days a week, and I asked them what they were guarding, and it was a surprise. When I asked them to roll the window down, the highway patrol rolled the window down. It was a black woman, highway patrol, maybe 30 years old, and she said, "Oh, we're guarding." She pointed. It looks like it's some apartments. But anyway, I know I'm dragging that out there too long. But anyway, the people, and like I say, the closing point, the people in charge, the Justice Department, they have to know that the crime is vastly slanted toward black on white crime. I used to have a chart on my wall. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. But the ratio of black crime to against whites is just, it's incredible. I mean, it's off the scale. I know I may use that term too much. Anyway, going on to something else. I was reading this book, and believe me, I'm going to try to tie this together. I'm going to try to tie central banks, the Federal Reserve, the International Bank of Settlements, and the partnership between banks and government. I've been reading this book, rereading it, by G.W. Griffin, and the title of it is The Creature from Jekyll Island. Some of you people, I'm pretty sure, have read that book. Well, in rereading it, I was looking just last night. I'm not an expert, but I'm going to try to explain this best I can. All our entire money system here in the United States, and really all over the Western world, and probably China too, and India, but I know all over the West, the United States, Great Britain, France, Germany, especially here in the United States, we have our money system our currency is a total fiat currency. And I learned this kind of like, I guess you'd call intellectual nerd definitions, vocabulary definitions in the Creature Jekyll Island from having to do with finance. But you need to know this. Here's the difference. You have like four different types of money. First of all, there's commodity money. And commodity money has been around since the beginning of time. Commodity money can be considered gold and silver. But even before that, you have cotton, tobacco. And nowadays, you have coal in more modern times, coal, oil, stuff like that. Okay. Now, with gold and silver, you have certificate money. And in the beginning, here in the United States, I used to know the exact amount. The Congress and the Constitution of the United States, it is spelled out that the exact amount of silver. Gold was not based, our dollar was not based on gold in the beginning. It was based on silver. But due to pressure from the Eastern bankers, they were kind of jealous of gold because most of the gold in the United States was mined in the East. Believe it or not, I'm getting to point, people, but I want y'all to have this background. And listen, I'm not intellectual at all. The only reason I know this crap is because I've been reading up on it again. We'll have CW on probably in a week or two, and he's going to make me look like the babbling idiot amateur that I am when it comes to finance. I mean, he eats and breathes, he sleeps and breathes this stuff. Anyway, I was mistaken. A dollar was not 1 ounce of gold. Roughly 7/10 of an ounce of gold, and that's what our silver dollar used to be, 7/10 of an ounce of gold, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, this receipt money is this. I said this commodity money. All right, you could give somebody a receipt for, and this is how it began in the old days. In the old years and years and years ago, they had these big safe houses. People would come believe it or not, I'm going to try to wrap this up. People were traveling with their gold and silver. And in those days, they used brass and copper, stuff like that. But they didn't want to haul all that stuff around, so they could deposit their gold and the silver coins with these houses, these safe houses. These people had, I guess they had some kind of a safe, even 300, 400, 500 years ago. And the people running these safe houses, modern day, what you got, modern day banks, what do you call it? What's the other one I belong to? Credit unions, mostly, but banks, they would drop their gold and silver off the safe houses, these safe houses, and these people, they would pay a fee to these people running these safe houses to guard their gold and silver. They paid a fee. And the people running the safe house would issue them a certificate of deposit. Let's say, they just say, Camel Jockey A dropped off. Damn, we've run out of the segment already. Holy Moses. People, I'll be right back. I'm going to finish this. I'm in a time warp or something. Anyway, people will be right back in just a minute. Hang on to your seat, folks.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. I hope this isn't too boring a segment. I'm going to try to hurry up and get this thing done because we got Sister Monica coming in, thank God. And I just love her to death. We're just like really and truly brother. You know, we're spirit brothers and sisters, and which is, I think, it's thicker than blood. Anyway, getting back to this money system, I'll try to make this quick. Anyway, I've said about these safe houses. This is, say, 500 years ago, the people would dump their gold and silver off because they didn't want to haul it, say, all over the city, you know. And the safe houses would give them a certificate of the amount of gold and silver, precious metal they dumped off. But they charged them a fee to guard it to make sure it wasn't stolen. Well, that's how banks got started. But these safe houses, they found out a lot, many, many times, the people with the gold and silver would never come back. They would just keep these certificates. And they started trading these certificates. And the people that found out that these people that never came back to trade their gold, guess what they did? To claim their gold and silver, they started issuing more certificates for gold and silver. So there was actually more gold and silver certificates issued out in the public than there was gold and silver. And they got by with it until for a long time. And then people would find out that, hey, there's a little bit of fraud going here. Then guess what? The safe house would crash. People would come, there'd be a run on the safe house, and people would be demanding their gold and silver. And so no more safe house. Well, that was repeated over and over and over. Well, fast forwarding to today, I'm gonna make this fast as I can. It's coming from the creatures from Jekyll Island, the G.W. Griffin. The modern banking system, Federal Reserve in particular. The Federal Reserve, no, I don't care what you say. If you go in, you look up Federal Reserve, they lie their ass off. They say that there's a rumor out there, a conspiracy, that the Federal Reserve is privately owned. There are 12, going from memory, 12 district banks in the United States with the Federal Reserve. I can't name them all, but they're the New York, Atlanta, Richmond, Kansas City, on and on and on. And each district, each of those 12 districts, they have their own branch banks. Anyway, here's the thing. In 1913, Congress was on recess, and I'm going strictly from memory, so bear with me, the Federal Reserve Act was passed through. It was started in Jekyll Island, Georgia, in 1907. But they finally planned it with all these international bankers. Rockefeller was one of them. The Rothschilds had their representative in there. Kuhn and Loeb had their representative in there. But anyway, they put that thing together, and here's what they did. The United States government granted the right to create credit. They granted that right to the Federal Reserve Bank system. It's very hard to find out exactly who is in there, which banks are in there. You can see the bank, you can see districts, but you can't figure out exactly, for instance, like Memphis Bank and Trust, First Tennessee, First National. It's hard to tell exactly who is in there. But here's the crux. They have the right to create credit. And here's what that means. The United States government, it's fun. People, the fraud, it's funny. It's so pathetic and so corrupt. The United States government, when they get ready to spend something, say, for instance, to go to war like we're going right now in Syria, they create, the United States Trade Department will create these things called bonds. What a bond is, they have a printing press, United States Treasury, and they crank out these beautiful colored pieces of paper. Oh, beautiful paper, very expensive to make, with all these beautiful patterns on it, different colored ink, and all these signatures and stamps. It looks like, you know, it looks like something that you would, a college certificate, a college degree, diploma from Harvard University, even better than that. But they're worthless. They're not backed on anything. So they break these, they get these bonds, and they say, for instance, the United States government needs a trillion. We print $1 trillion about every 90 days. And they say $1 trillion worth of bonds to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve will create digital money. At one time, it's paper money. Like we have like paper dollars. They still do that. But they will create $1 billion worth of Federal Reserve notes, digital notes, paper notes. And that money is released, and the notes go to the United States government. The United States government releases that money. They give it to all kinds of projects they have. And listen, every dollar in the system of the United States of America represents a debt. Our entire money system is built on debt. And I'll get to this point in a minute because I got to. It took me a long time to read. In fact, I'm not even through reading the damn book yet. But anyway, so the Federal Reserve will be collecting interest on the $1 trillion that they loaned the United States government. Also, for every dollar that the Federal Reserve has loaned the United States government, they get to issue $9 more of that money. It doesn't exist. Nothing exists. The bonds are nothing but pieces of paper. The Federal Reserve notes that we call money, nothing but pieces of paper. Nothing backs anything. Here's the thing. Now, I'm getting to the crux. When you say Joe Blow goes and buys a house or a car, you go to a job, you work 40 hours a week, well, you earn, the way G.W. Griffin explained it, the interest you pay, that the government pays on this money, Say, for instance, it's the same way with a human. With a person, like a civilian or citizen, you go buy a car or a house, you have to pay interest. Well, here's what the one thing that puzzled everybody forever. Where does the money come to pay that interest back? If you had to go borrow the money to pay the interest, it's a never-ending cycle. Here's the crux. Labor. Human labor is valuable. It's the value, the only value commodity there. It's the only commodity of value we have because it takes human labor to create any type of good food. You know, soybeans. A farmer has to plant, sow, reap, have automobile worker has to, you know, do nuts and bolts, etc. A doctor has to examine people. Well, you have to work. It takes human labor to pay back that interest. So when you work and you make a paycheck, you make enough money to pay the interest back on your house and loan and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Here's the chief point. That interest that people, that working people pay, working stiffs pay, that represents the profit that the Federal Reserve, is pure profit the Federal Reserve makes. And I haven't got to the end of this book yet, but it's such a fraud. And like G.W. Griffin says, basically, the people in the United States, and not just the United States, in Canada, in France, in England, we the people have been reduced to serfs, to peons, doles, just like it was in a, I can't think of that term right now, just like in a feudal society. It's a feudal system, people. That's what it is. And these people, guess what? All these banks, name one that's not owned by a damn Jew. They make this money by doing nothing. They pull this, now they don't even have to have paper. They have just, it's an electrical, you hit a few keys on a computer, and voila, Joe Jew has just made $500 billion, and he didn't do nothing. He did absolutely nothing, and we the people have to pay for that. And I know I probably butchered that. CW will be coming on about a couple of weeks to do that, but I know Sister Monica says she's been on a program lately, too. They've been talking about some similar stuff. What do you say about that, Sister Monica? We got a few minutes left.
Well, you're right on the money there, Eddie, and sorry about the expression. It's just an expression. You're right on the money with what you just were talking about, and I've only heard this segment here. I was still outside for the first three-quarter hour, but anyway, the human labor, it is the most valuable commodity that there is, and money is just a placeholder. And so with this Federal Reserve system, it is a debt-based system, like you explained it very, very well. Thank you, Eddie. And
thank you.
Gee, what was it? Who was that guy in the previous century that he started a new money system? And he started a new money system, and it was backed on human labor. And then they went to war against him. What was the name of that guy?
Let me see this. Oh, golly, this is an evil Nazi. Was he an evil Nazi?
In case there's some listeners out there that haven't yet disabused themselves of all the lies that we've been told about this guy, maybe they'll be running for the hills now as we bring up this man's name and ruin your great hour of telling about the banking system. Or maybe you've already brought up his name. The great Adolf Hitler that we taught. Oh no, we were taught to loathe and hate him, and they think that he's the most evil man on the face of this earth. But why? How else did he bring Germany up out of the ruins and the ashes, and you know where so many people were starving and hungry and doing very poorly after World War I, and that was by design.
Yes.
And then he did the, what they call the economic miracle, brought Germany up out of the ashes, right? And that was with this, get rid of the Rothschild money system and create a money system that is based on human labor backed by human labor.
Yes.
And I do hear the music, so
and I got a couple
we'll
of
hang on.
Big, probably the biggest point of all I have to make when we come back, and also I'll make a quote I never knew about Napoleon. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.